Hello, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Ashley. How may I help you today?
Yes, I placed an order yesterday for the keto.
Okay.
And somehow or another, besides just getting the one, I ended up with two. I just wanted the one.
Right, happy to pull up any orders you have with us. By any chance, do you have your order number sent to the email?
No, they didn't give me an order number.
All righty. Could I have your name and the zip code you used?
Ma'am.
Your name and zip code used for the order.
Kathy Myers, 28681.
The rest of us have one job. Tear these things apart. You get hurt, hurt them back. Get killed, walk it off.
Ma'am, did you say the zip code used is 28681?
Yes, ma'am.
So I'm not finding your name under that zip code. Were you charged for the products?
On my debit card.
Okay. Spell your last name for me.
M-Y-E-R-S.
Ah, thank you. That's what I thought. I was just making sure. Said Miss Kathy, right?
Yes.
And you ordered when?
Yesterday.
That's odd. I do show a Kathy Myers had ordered back on the 9th. Are you in Washington State?
Oh, no. I'm in North Carolina.
Oh, that's not you. Weird. Let's try over here then. Myers, I'm still not pulling any orders for you yesterday. What is the actual name of the product you had ordered? I'll see here on my list if it's something I service.
I ordered the weight loss. Lose weight in your sleep.
But, I mean, there's hundreds of different companies that have different kind of dietary products. Do you by any chance recall what the name of it was?
Oh, Lord, no. It was on the internet.
Okay. What else could we try? Do you remember, Ms. Myers, did you even, when you were placing your order, like putting in your order information, did it request your email?
I really don't remember. I'm thinking it did, though.
What about your phone number?
Yes.
Okay. Would you have entered the number you're speaking with me on?
Yes.
Okay, let me try to run that. See if it'll pull anything for you. Wow, still nothing. Okie doke. But you most definitely were billed, right?
I'm sorry, I'm hard of hearing.
You were billed, correct? You said for the shipping?
No, I weren't. It was altogether right at $40.
No, ma'am, not by us. Our starter charge would be about $4 or $5 for the shipping.
Oh.
Where, ma'am, may I ask? I really want to help you. Where did you find our phone number?
It was at the very bottom of the customer. It was at the very bottom of the order form, customer service.
Mm-hmm. Do you, by any chance, are you still able to access that order form?
Able to do what?
To pull up that order form where you got our phone number.
I can try, but I'm afraid I'll have to hang up.
Oh, no. Don't want you to do that. Well, Ms. Myers, I don't know if this is a bit of a mix-up going on. I have not pulled anything with your information. Now, without an order number, I can search for the charges with the debit or credit card's last four numbers and see if that'll pull anything for you. But other than that, what I would recommend is to take a look at your charges and see if there's a different phone number listed for whatever amount you paid. Even the amount you were billed doesn't ring any bells.
Okay, I'll get on my computer and see if I can figure it out.
Okay. Well, if you know the last four numbers of the card used, I can try to run it for you.
Oh, okay. 7026.
Well, just to confirm for you, ma'am, I do apologize, but still nothing pulls for your name or none of that information you've provided shows here. So here's what I recommend you do. Do you, by any chance, have online banking?
No, I don't have online banking. I go through Direct Express.
Okay. Do you have the ability to call Direct Express?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I can go online and pull up my account there.
Yeah.
And see if it was taken out.
Yes, ma'am. That would be the next step I recommend you do. Make sure you were billed that amount you had mentioned. And then take a look at your statement. Besides the amount of the charge, should be some type of company name listed and their phone number. I don't know how ours got mixed up into the contact form, but I definitely don't have any charges for you with our company.
Okay, I'll do that. I appreciate your time.
You're very welcome. You're welcome, ma'am. Not a problem at all. Is there anything else for you at this time?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling customer support, and you have a good day.
Now, what was the name of this?
I'm sorry?
What's the name of your company?
Oh, I work for a third-party call center. So I service, about 200 different online vendors.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks again for calling customer support.
Bye-bye.